All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this morning and the opportunity we have to come together in this way and hear from you, and help us to not only be hearers, but to be doers of what we hear this morning. And God, I just ask that this lesson would be memorable, and it would be one that would impact their lives and bring fruit. Just thank you for this morning and the opportunity we have to be here, be with those that are not here that normally are this morning. And just ask that you would bless them with where they're at. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to read the story of the Good Samaritan this morning to start off, and we're going to go from there. So I'll be reading out of Luke chapter 10. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempting him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He saith unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. Do this, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself unto Jesus, said, Who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered him and said, This is the story I'm going to read here and base my lesson out of. Said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him, and passed by the other side. But a certain Samaritan, when he was journeying, came where he was, and saw him, and he had compassion on him. And he went to him, and bound him with his wounds, pouring an oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave it to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which of these now three think ye was the neighbor of him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy unto him. And Jesus said unto him, Go and do thou likewise. So this morning we see that someone fell into bad fortune and got hurt, and it wasn't their fault that things had gone wrong for them. And some people weren't willing to help. And so there's times in our life where we see people who need help, and it's up to us on whether or not we're going to help them or not. So it's kind of like if this guy, which is a firefighter, he went to work one day and decided he wasn't going to do his job. If you went up to an accident and just decided to do nothing, you think people would like him very much? You think, Cameron? You think if there was an accident and your dad got wrecked into by a semi and he couldn't get out of the truck because the doors were all messed up, and the fire company came and they just said, well, that's too bad, we didn't cause the accident and left. You think that'd be a good idea? No. You see, when I was a firefighter, I went to an accident and there was somebody that was really bad hurt, and I did not have medical training, and couldn't do anything because I didn't know what to do. And I went and I got my EMT license, because I wasn't going to be a first responder and see people hurt that I couldn't know how to help medically. And so that's what I went ahead and did, is I went and got my EMS license so I could help people that were hurt. And here in the story, there was someone that was hurt, and 2/3 of the people didn't help them. And so I think the Bible says in the bottom here, it says that we're to go and do thou likewise. So this morning, I want to read some other verses here. And while I'm going to read them, I'm going to want each of you to come up with an idea of something that you can do for somebody else. So we're going to actually have homework this week. I'm going to send you home with a little tag. I've got a few that I wrote up here, but I'm going to get some of your ideas too. So you're each going to get a tag like this to take home. And on this tag is something that you can do for somebody else, a way to serve. So this one says clean up outside. And they're each going to be different. And I'm going to have each of you guys give me some ideas too of things that you can do for somebody else to be a blessing and serve others this coming week. So while I read these next couple verses, I want you to think of something that you can do in your home, in your community, and something that you can do for somebody else to benefit their life. A couple verses I'm going to read here. One is Matthew chapter 5, verse 46. It says, For ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same. What's saying here is if you only are nice to the people who are nice to you and only do things to your friends because they're your friends, then you're no different than the world. And we're supposed to be Christians and set apart and live a different life. We don't want to be like people who walk past someone who is in need. We want to be looking for the needs of others' lives and seeking to fulfill them. So that's something we need to look for ways to do in our life so we can be a blessing and an impact. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." The Bible doesn't say that people are going to know we're Christians by how we dress or how we drive or what we work or how we live our lives plays a big factor, but loving each other, which reflects how you drive. If you love people, you're not going to drive like a jerk. And so we're commanded to love each other as God loved us. And God served us by giving his life for us for a propitiation for our sins. And he came and served us. So we need to find ways to serve people in our lives that God has put in our lives. And to show the impact and the importance of serving, in Matthew chapter 25, it says, starting and jumping down to verse 34, it says, "And then the king, which is Jesus, shall say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world." So these are the people who are going to go to heaven because of part of their life that they served. And so this is why they're going to go to heaven. It says, "For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me." You see, these are all, if you're hungry, it's not my fault. If you're thirsty, that doesn't affect my life. If you're a stranger walking down beside the road, and you don't have a space to go that night, that's really not my job to take. That is not my responsibility, is what most people look at. If somebody's in prison and lonely, it's not, you didn't make them go to jail. And if somebody's sick and in the hospital, well, you didn't affect that. But here Jesus is saying that the people who minister to the people in need are the ones that are going to go to heaven. And then they answered him and said, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick and are in prison and come unto you?" So these people didn't even know they'd done this to Jesus. And Jesus shall answer them and say, "Insomuch as ye have done it unto the least of my brethren, ye have done it unto me." So by serving each other and serving others, we're serving God. And that's critical in our life. And he'll say to the other people that are there, "I was hungry and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in. Naked and you clothed me not. Sick and you did not minister to me. Prison and you did not visit me." And then they're going to ask the same thing. "When did we see you sick or needing clothes or needing food or thirsty?" And Jesus tells them the same thing, that if you do it, in so much as you didn't do it to the people in your life, in your community, you didn't do it to me. And those people are going to go to hell. And so we see the importance here that serving others and living for blessings hinges our eternal life. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, it says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another in brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." So we're supposed to put others first. We're supposed to prefer other people's needs before our own, and we're supposed to look for ways to serve people in our community. And the last verse I have to read this morning is Jeremiah chapter 17. And in verse 10 it says, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." So God says that he's going to try our hearts and he's going to test us to see what the fruit is of our doings, what we are doing with our life producing fruit. So I want some of you to give me different ideas of ways you can be a blessing to somebody in your family, in your life, somebody you come in contact with. And I might need some of those ideas for me this week. I'm going to be a lot more workload this next week with gym gone. So I'm going to need some ideas on how to serve customers and coworkers. So I'm looking for some ideas. So what are some ideas or some ways that you can think of that you can do good and be a blessing to people that you're going to come in contact with this next week, whether it's friends or cousins or family, or maybe you're going to be traveling and you're going to meet some strangers. So I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you can be a blessing? Share your toys. Help who? You can help your family in lots of different ways, can't you? You can help with washing cars. You can help with chores. You can help take out the trash. You can help, you know, in lots of different ways. You could help your brother on a project or help your dad do his chores out in the barn or something. You could help haul water or something like that. You have any ideas, Cameron, something you could do this week for somebody in your family? You think there's something that Sophie's going to have to do that you could help her do that she'd like? Help her do her chores? Would you like her to help you do your chores? So if you think you'd like her to help you do yours, you think she'd like you to help you do hers? Probably. What do you think, Spence? Is there something you think you can think of somebody that you'd like somebody to do for you, or something that you would like to do for somebody else this week? You would like somebody to wash your vehicle if you had one? I think so. Yeah, my car needs washed. I was going to wash it yesterday, but I didn't do it. Not saying that I want you to do it. Yeah. You're going to help your parents wash dishes? Emily, you think if you were a mom and you had kids, you think you'd want them to help you do your dishes? Yeah. What do you think, Timmy? You have any ideas? Is there something you think you'd like somebody to do for you this week that you could do for somebody? You haven't thought of anything? You think there's something that Jonah or Elliot could use help with that you could? Like if you think there's a project or a chore they're going to have to do that if you helped them, it'd get done quicker? You don't know. What do you think, Elliot? Is there something that you could help Timmy do? Is there something you could help your parents do, you think? Is there something that they're going to do this week that if you helped them out, it'd make them smile? You think if you picked up your toys when you're done playing with them and didn't have to get told, you think that would be a blessing to somebody? Probably. What if you took the trash? What if you saw the trash can was full and you took that out? You think that would be a good thing that would make somebody happy? Probably. Anybody else have any other ideas? What do you think, Joshua? What's something Micah could use the help with? Or your parents? Or is there something you could go do at your grandpa's place that would help him out? Clean up toys. What do you think about asking a friend about how their day went versus trying to tell everything about what you did? Would you like it if somebody came up to you and said, Joshua, how was your week? What did you get done that was something that was really important to you? You think that would show interest, and you would like it if somebody took the time to ask you about something? Probably. So you could show interest in others' life. So what if, like, when your dad comes home from work, you could ask him how his work day went, or ask if there was, you know, a blessing, or maybe he had a hard day from work and he comes home and he's like, oh, it was not a good day. You think that you could ask him, you know, was there something I could do that would help your evening go better so you can end on a good note? You think there's anything you could do to help out? Yeah? Clean up trash. What about sending him? Yeah, you could wash his car. What about sending a note to a friend? Do you think if you had a friend you hadn't seen for a long time and your older sibling came back from the mailbox and said, hey, you've got a note. Somebody sent you a card. You think that would be pretty important to think of somebody who thought of you long enough to sit down and take time to write you a note and let you know they're thinking of you? You think that would be pretty neat? So I think that's a way we can bless other people, is to look for ways to send them an encouragement. Maybe you can compliment somebody. Maybe if a sibling does a chore and they do a really good job on it, you could be like, hey, you know what? You did a great job on that, and I'm really happy with how that turned out. I think that's a way you can be a blessing, is compliments. Yesterday I was at work and it was pretty busy for a little while, and there was like 5 people in the office, and a guy comes walking in the office and he's like, does anybody even work here? And I was like, hold it, I'm trying to work. I'm like, the guy had come in and he talked to Melvin about building a box in the back of his truck, and then he forgot and lost all his paperwork and I couldn't find the papers. And this guy was happy to tell me he didn't know anything. He dropped out of school and he'd forgotten everything he'd learned. And he had a pickup bed and he wanted to build a box to haul some hogs to the auction, and goats or whatever. And he really had no idea what he wanted. And I was trying to figure it out. And then another guy comes in and he wants to build a barn. And he's like, he wants to build a 20 by 10 barn. It's 8 feet high on one side and 14 feet high on the other side, and he wants to get all the lumber for it. That's all he knew. He didn't know what. I'm like, how close do you want your studs? Well, I don't know. Just whatever they're supposed to be. And so I was trying to come up and figure out all these numbers, and he had windows, so I was trying to make sure I got him enough boards to brace for his windows. And, well, I really don't do designing typically at work. And then people kept coming in for lumber, and I was like, hold it. And then this guy came in, and I was like, guy, I just wasn't really impressed. But that's a way we can patience with people. You know, I think being patient is another thing that I can use a lot of at work, is just to be patient. When somebody gets a little bit short-tempered with you, you don't like it. At least I don't. So patience is another way we can serve others. So I think I got enough of these tags. I hope so. Serving people is really important, because as we read in the Bible, it affects our eternal destiny, and eternity isn't something you can go wrong with. You can buy a vehicle and it can turn out to be a lemon and just not work very good. It can break down a lot. You can sell it and lose money. But you know what? You can move on and go on with life. And you can get another vehicle and give it another shot. But eternity is once and done. And once you die, you are judged, and you can't decide, oh, I'm going to go back and I'm going to serve people because I didn't serve them when I was on earth. You can't go back and and forgive people. The Bible says if you don't forgive somebody what they did against you, then God is not going to forgive you. And so forgiveness is another thing we have to do, because if you don't forgive, you're not forgiven. And if you're not forgiven, then you have no propitiation for your sins, and your sins are going to carry you to hell. So after I give you your tag, I'm actually going to let you pick out your tag. And then this is something you're expected to get done this coming week. So let's look for ways to serve each other and to be a blessing. And there's other ways too, but if we can get in the mindset of living for other people, and if that's what you get up in the morning and you look for, I'm going to find a way today to be a blessing or to serve somebody. If you can get up and do that, then you're going on a right track. So after you pick your note, you can go back to your seats. You got two there. You want to? Yep. I'll get it. Come on, Emily. There you go. All right. Thanks for your attention. You can go back to your parents.